This is internationally known television star, world famous Jeff Morrow, and you're on the road with Dane, WGN.
WGN on the road with Dane, live here in the Allstate Skyline studio, high atop Chicagoland, and in studio, excited to have one of our favorite people, one of the country's favorite people, one of the preeminent and premier personalities in the world of not only food, but fun and also funny. It is the Sandwich King himself and star of the Kitchen on Food Network, Jeff Morrow. Jeff, welcome to WGN.
Thank you, Dane. I think that was the best introduction ever.
Oh,
you've introduced me so many times. Right. So that was the most glowing.
Yeah. We tried to add a little bit
you pump me up, man.
Extra glow. But once you start getting some of those things, because we heard a little bit about, you know, that there's things in the work about a new book, right? You know,
yes.
A lot of your colleagues, a lot of the your contemporaries in the food world, you know, get an opportunity to write a book. I see it as a great thing, not only to share, you know, a little bit of the personality, the inspiration, the food set, but also it's something to sign,
yeah.
Right? So when you do an appearance,
what was I signing for the last 9 years? It's like they'd print out headshots or I'd have sauce bottles. Or stuff that
right.
is not as lasting and special as a book. So, listen, it's going to take well over a year and a half to get it out to everybody. But I literally kind of just recently closed the deal and working on it as we speak.
And the books are traditionally collectible, so it's something for a lot of those fans. And you have a lot of them on social media. You're super prolific. But here's the thing, a little bit of the pressure. And we talked about it, you know, when you were doing one of these speeches at one of the conventions, is that now that you are, that you're Jeff Morrow, the public version of Jeff Morrow, there's a level of expectation. You could be great on the TV side, and it's certainly a comfort zone for you. But when you get into things you're not necessarily used to doing, people still expect it to be great. And once they send you that, you know, whatever that advance check is, there's going to be a book. Whether it's going to be a good book or not is up to you, right?
Exactly. I have to be accountable, right? But yeah, I just can't. Maybe that was the stress of waiting to, you know, start writing the book. I wasn't ready. Maybe just mentally, and maybe my career wasn't at the right place. Now I have the accountability, but I also have a local team that I know is a great photographer and a great food stylists and people I put together over the last couple years that now I'm ready. I have the manpower and I have, you know, the knowledge and, of course, the wealth of recipes, right? Because it's 100 recipes. It's not easy to write.
And I'm sure on the travel side and just the friend side, I'm sure in the back of your mind, you're kind of cataloging some great things. Like, oh, that would be awesome.
Or,
oh, that's a great thing. And maybe put your own spin on it and make a Chicago spin. So we're looking forward to that on the book side. It's going to be really great. And so let's talk a little bit about Jeff Comedy Jam. So this is, and for the listeners out there that know you solely as that personality they see on Food Network, your path towards notoriety, towards household name-dom, has been kind of a path that really has veered maybe more into comedy than it was on the food side, maybe equal, right? It's been there.
For sure. You know, just from being young and doing Second City, as young as third, fourth grade, you know, Piven Theater Workshop, Players Workshop, Groundlings in L.A. You know, I was always involved in improv or stand-up comedy in my 20s or just being funny. You know, it was always a skill I was trying to develop on stage with a microphone or with characters.
Now, do you attribute to some of it's all natural. I think you got to be hardwired to do it. It isn't one of those things that you can kind of just read a book or go to take an online course and just be funny, right? It's something that's in you. But do you attribute? I do. I think it's part of the measure of success. There's a lot of personalities that come in and out of whether it's the food space or the food world or those channels, right? And they don't always stick regardless of how much talent they may have on the food side. I think the personality is a big part of it.
I think so. You know, you just, especially this day and age, there's so much competition where a lot of the talent has lasted for so long, you know what I mean? And it's still the same top ones to kind of break through and get notice among those greats, especially Food Network talent, the guys and the Bobbies and the Jadas and the Eltons, people that have been around for decades now.
Right?
It's hard to break through that, right?
And you're just get naming notice. Off the pantheon,
exactly.
Right? The Mount Rushmore.
They're not going anywhere and they haven't gone anywhere. Right. So how do you stand out? So me, it was like, if I could be the funniest one out of all them, not the fastest cook, not the greatest scientific knowledge of food, not the hottest, you know, well, we're working on that, baby. But you know what I mean? Like, so I could be the funniest and that's my niche. I don't know. For me, it's always been this muscle I had and it's been slowly, I've been working it out my whole life, so why not flex it cooking?
Well, here's part of the trappings, I think, of what it is that you get to do is you do get to travel, see the country, whether it's at a convention or something in Toronto, right? You get to see Toronto, or whether it's with the family, and you do share a lot of that on social media, and you share a lot of the experiences, kind of the family fun, some of the locations, and they are great. And so we cover and highlight transformative travel on a regular basis, but talk a little bit about that, kind of the fun of getting out there and kind of seeing the world with the family.
I love traveling. I travel almost every week, especially for work. I'm on the East Coast a lot. We shoot The Kitchen in Montclair, New Jersey. So I go out there. And when I travel for work, right, it's work. It's, you know, I'm hustling and I'm getting things done. But just this summer alone, I've been to Mexico, Nigeria, Toronto, and then South Africa, Botswana, Namibia,
how is that Doha. For work?
That's not for work, but all those...
The Serengeti to table menu for the next one.
I did not work in Africa, but I did work in Nigeria. I did a food festival out there.
Wow.
Went to Mexico for pleasure. Been, you know, the East Coast. I've been so many places this summer, and I'm a very, very fine-tuned traveler where I micromanage everything. So it's not like I have a team booking my travel. It's like I must know every seat, every plane, every minute, every reservation, everything. So I'm pretty anal. But Africa, to me, has been the greatest trip of my life thus far with my family. It was phenomenal.
For the listeners out there that hear about some of these destinations, we cover a number of them. Like, that is such a mysterious place, a daunting place, an intimidating place in a bunch of different ways. People hear about either shots you got to get or being eaten by a lion. We've all seen the YouTube videos. It's like, it does, like, the experience itself, it seems like it's worth it, whatever hoops you jump through.
You know what? It's cliche to say it's a magical place that changes you. You know, it's this country that nothing feels like, and you can't compare it to anything. And I hook, line, and sinker, man. I've been back for 3-4 weeks. I don't even know. I can't stop thinking about it hourly. We saw so much and we met so many great people and had so many great meals and saw so much of the country that, you know, with my family, that were like, we didn't even like fight the whole time. It was just magical. It was great. It was like everything came together. All the 100 hours of travel it takes to get there in through the country, and you're on crossing 4 borders in one day is not easy with a 10-year-old, but man, we did it and it was awesome.
Here, for those thrill seekers out there, some of them like skydive, bungee jump, do all those kind of things. I saw some of the posts on social media where outside of the sliding glass door did not look reinforced or anything like that. There's like a leopard or something like that. And so what is that like? You know, we've all been to the zoo, right? But we're obviously separated from the animals. Is there something that's like primordial, hardwired into you that says like you naturally know in your DNA that is a thing that's going to eat you?
It's so funny. It was our first night out in the bush, right? And we stayed at a couple places, but this is the only one with a sliding glass door and tent. You know what I mean? It was a tent, but with a sliding glass door, mind you. So there was tent all around us. So I hear rustling, and I'm like, oh, God, what is that?
Is it a raccoon in the garbage?
Yeah, right. That's all that we're used to, right? A raccoon in the garbage is my baseline it's my frame of reference for animals at night.
Wildlife danger.
Right? That in the raccoons, especially, you know, close to the city, are just give zero F's, and they have balls of steel, right?
Exactly.
So I heard rustling, and then I look, and it was then my son, who couldn't sleep. He was in the bed next door, and he's like, oh, can I sleep with you? I'm like, of course, we're in the middle of the bush and there's all these noises. Of course you can sleep with us. So then I think I'm hearing him again, but then I hear like a, and I'm like, what's that? And 10 feet from the foot of our bed is the sliding glass door. And I pull back like the mosquito curtain, right? Because all the beds are draped in mosquitoes.
And it's not a mosquito.
Yeah. It's definitely not a mosquito, nor a raccoon, nor a possum, nor a couple, you know, squirrels or even a deer. This thing was a giant male spotted leopard staring right at me. And you can go to Jeff, you know, at Jeff Morrow on Instagram and see the footage from there.
Yep.
And then I have to wake up my son and my whole family because this is unbelievable. So what do you do, right? What do you do?
Like,
I'm freaking out,
wake
man.
Up, it's time to get eaten.
I was like, guys, look. And Sarah, my wife, is like, oh my God, don't open it. I'm like, don't open it. Let me just get it. Let me just pull your tail really quick. Maybe throw you some of the free nuts they gave us
in a
pillow mint. And my son is, God love him, he's so like sensitive. We call him Father Lorenzo. He's like, oh my God, it's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. You know, the romantic. And I'm just like ecstatic. I'm a giant animal nerd. I love animals. I went to Africa to experience animals in their wild habitats. I'm not a fan of zoos. I'm not a fan of Disney, any of that stuff. What I've never seen in the, you know, I love seeing deer on Thatcher Road driving to Oak Brook, which happens all the, you know, driving to O'Hare.
Yeah, it's wild.
It tickles me.
Right.
So here we are looking at this giant beast, right?
Yes.
Obviously something that can kill you. I didn't care it could kill me.
Like its whole job is to kill you. Like,
and it does a really fine job of killing when it's time to kill.
Right.
But so what do you do, right? So we just, I recorded it and I experienced it. And then I shut off the camera and I watched it. I watched it on my own property, right? 45 minutes. It was phenomenal. And that was it. And that, to me, I was like, changed my DNA, I feel like.
That's an amazing experience. It's the kind of stuff that I don't know that you can even necessarily sign up for, even if you're doing a safari where you're in a Jeep. This was some of those things that just kind of happened. But like you said, it's a place where that's at least a possibility. And thank God everybody came out okay. We've got a couple minutes, and I wanted to talk a little bit about Pork and Mindy's, right? So this has been a passion. This has been a drive in the restaurant business. We know this, working in and around it for so many years. It is one of the toughest businesses out there. I mean, it is hard to be successful when you have everything going for you.
Oh man.
And then to have, you know, something that's so passionate, that's, you know, your name, that's you, that's all about it. I think it raises the stakes. But now when it comes to, I guess, people's access to it and taking that great stuff that you're making and having it be more available to more people, this Mariano situation is just amazing.
Yeah, it's really been great for us. We are very proud of what we've accomplished in such a short time. You know, the restaurant business, like you said, is fickle. It's extremely hard to get, you know, earn a buck in it. It's hard to staff it. It's hard to do everything. So I'm learning, you know, a lot of us are learning as we go, and we're trying to expand while having this authority and trying to feed as many people as possible. So you get that out of the way, and then you partner up with Mariano's, and it gives you a whole new audience that not many people have had. And there's no really guidebook for, there wasn't even a word for what we're doing, and it's called grocerants.
Yeah. Well, I think it takes a lot of the moving parts that are so difficult about the restaurant, and it makes those easy. It's a great partner to have. Allows you to sit down, do what it is that you do on the food side and kind of focus on that. And then really kind of bring in what it is that you do and have as your superpower, which is this platform, right? To be able to share what it is that kind of do on the marketing and messaging side. I think it's an amazing relationship, and we'll have links up at WGNradio.com. I know we're a little bit tight on time. So Jeff, if people want to follow your adventures, and they are adventures, where can they go on social media?
At Jeff Morrow for all my personal adventures, for all the restaurant adventures, at Pork and Mindy's. Go to porkandmindy's.com for a list of all of our Mariano's locations and beyond. So thank you. It's always great.
Great seeing you, and thanks for taking some time jumping on the show today.
I love you, Dave. All right.